Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, joining us now on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. She is the Houston Dash goalkeeper. She is Jane Campbell. She joins us now. Jane, thank you very much. Great to catch up with you here in a new NWSL season in 2023.
Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to be here again once with you.
All right, let's get talking here. Racing Louisville, 5 saves in that shutout for you. Just your impressions on the opening match.
I think we were really excited to get out there. You know, we knew that Shell Stadium had been renovated in the off season, and we had been in there a couple times in preseason for training, but being in there with the game feeling, the game atmosphere, the fans, I think it was just really exciting to first be there. Preseason was 8 weeks long and it felt like an eternity. And so it was good to just get going. We've been together for what feels like so long. So I think we were just really excited to have game one and really get going. I think with a new coach and Sam, you know, he's really tried to build a structure for us. And I think we were really excited to put that structure to the test. And I think we came away from the game a bit frustrated, thinking we probably should have had 3 points, but we got a shutout at home. And I think that's a great way to start our home standing. And now we're going to go away to a very good team in Chicago, and hopefully we can continue our really good away playing, you know, form and get 3 points in Chicago. So I think we were really excited about game one. Unfortunately, we didn't get 3 points, but we'll take the shutout and we'll take a point at home.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned Sam's structure. We had a great interview with him on Soccer Matters. He really took us deep into everything during preseason, but that structure, what does that mean to you?
I think he's, you know, the Dash of for years. I mean, regardless of which coach and which players, the Dash have always had, in my opinion, this identity of gritty, hardworking, you know, blue collar, we'll fight till the end, you know, 120 minutes, we'll do the dirty work. It won't necessarily be pretty. I think we always want to carry that, regardless of the players we have, the coaches we have. So I think Sam has come in and also identified that from the outside. I mean, he's been coaching in this league for years, so he's known all the Dash teams throughout the years. And I think he doesn't want to change that, which I really appreciate and admire from him. And I think he wants us to play to our strengths. He doesn't want to change any players and make them someone they're not. The best thing I think he said to us from day one, and he'll still say it now, is that we have to be the best version of ourselves. And if we do that, we'll probably be successful. So I think for him, it was getting the players that we have and playing to their strengths, not changing too much of each individual. And then obviously now we have to work together as a collective 11 to perform. But I think that was a big thing coming in, was, you know, what was he going to do? Was he going to change anything? And he wasn't really changing much. He just is trying to get the best out of us.
That's kind of always goes through the mind of players. And certainly you guys have all been through a ton of different coaches, differing ideas. So I guess that was probably the big question looming before Sam came in, right?
Right, for sure. I think, you know, we all had theories of what we were going to be playing like, and, you know, what players would come in and who would leave, who would come. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is a business. People will come and go. But I think if Sam, you know, when he came in, if he could really get us to work together as a collective and still be able to have our individual strengths show and have a bit of flair, I think we'll be really successful this year. So hopefully we can keep building on Louisville and really bring out some personalities and some confidence up top and, you know, get some goals going.
Houston Dash goalkeeper Jane Campbell joining us on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Did you expect that game was going to be as open as it was?
I knew it was going to be exciting. It definitely opened, you know, a bit more than I had thought, but I hope it was exciting. I think it was entertaining, at least for everybody. And, you know, that isn't usually the best for the game strategy, but you know, I think for the very first game, I'm sure Louisville had first game jitters as well. And I know we did for sure. And that's okay. I just think now once we've done that, now we've really got to, you know, start chipping away at the nitty gritty details and, you know, really, really tackling those to put on a better performance. But I think we're all frustrated, but happy with the result in the game and how it went.
Yeah, I would agree. For a 0-0 game, it was up and down. Teams had chances. Teams had great ideas. Things just missed coming off. And then, of course, I think at the end of the day, the two goalkeepers were the ones who really stood out and people were talking about. You had 5 saves in this one. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was this shutout 23 in NWSL?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
But it's a lot of shutouts. Look, this is what you live for, though, is shutting opponents out. Personally, that helps, right?
For sure. I think it gives, if the defense and us can keep a 0 on the scoreboard, then I think it gives the offense, whether it's the forwards or midfielders or even the defenders, I think it gives everybody a sense of confidence when we're on offense and, you know, when we're attacking and we can go fast. And in Louisville, there were so many transition moments that we were just a little off and we could have capitalized. So I think moving forward, you know, knowing that we can keep a 0 on the scoreboard on the defensive side, hopefully it does give us confidence and momentum on the attacking side as well.
Okay, there was one moment that out of all your saves, there was one that I really liked a lot. And I'm believing it's the most difficult one, but that's my belief. I want to hear what you say. I think it was a Savannah DeMello opportunity. Was this the one you had to backpedal a little bit and then parry it over the crossbar? I don't know if it was from her, but
I think it was Jess McDonald.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that was tough. Jess definitely caught me a little off guard. I think I was expecting her to cross the ball, and it actually came obviously right towards me. But cheeky play by her. She's a veteran in this league, and, you know, she can do stuff like that. So fortunate to be in the spot I was, and I'm glad it went over the bar.
Yeah, that was a great save, I thought, because you're pretty progressive off your line. Your footwork got you back there. You parried it over the top. I mean, that had a lot of wow factor to me.
Yeah, it was I'm you know, very fortunate, right time, right place, and you know, I'm thankful Jess didn't catch me too off guard. So,
but isn't that part of goalkeeping? The ability, if you're not perfect positionally, then to maybe athletically or footwork wise, be able to still pull off a save.
Definitely. I was, I'm very thankful I had the correct footwork. And, you know, that is actually something that we didn't really scout against Louisville, which lesson learned, and we'll scout it from here on out. So, but yes, it's definitely a fun save to make, and I'm glad I was able to make it.
How about some thoughts on your back four? Caprice Didasco, Natalie Jacobs, Allie Prysock, and Courtney Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to them. You know, the reason why we got the shutout was because of them. And Soph in the 6, you know, I think they've done so much gritty work and, you know, ugly work that kind of goes unnoticed. And I know Caprice down the right side was really busy all night, and Nat had her cover. I think Court was able to, I don't think they were exploiting our left side so much. And, you know, Court had to go out with an injury at halftime, and Chappie came right in and did her own thing. And, you know, I always love playing with all of them, and they really do well. And Allie and Nat have really good chemistry, and they're gaining confidence every day in preseason. And now that we're in season, they're gaining confidence every day. So I'm really honored and thankful to play behind them, because they really give me confidence as well.
Yeah. I forgot to mention Elisa Chapman. How could I forget that? Right. Jane Campbell joining us here. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Let's switch gears. Chicago Red Stars obviously have got some good attacking pieces. Many people know her as Mallory Pugh. It is now Mallory Swanson. And then Yuki Nagasato, another one that kind of jumps out.
Yeah, Mal and Yuki have been killing it in Chicago. You know, Yuki's a veteran player, and she will tear up any midfield or defensive line single-handedly. And Mal obviously has really, really just had an incredible couple years lately. And, you know, she's kind of like on fire. So obviously two people we have to be aware of and have to be able to maintain. And we just need to make sure they don't catch steam, because if they get their momentum going, they can really tear apart any defense. So it's hard to play away there. It's a windy and cold atmosphere, and They're very good at home, and we just need to make sure we're really on our A game when we go there.
Jane Alyssa Nayer in goal for Chicago. You obviously know her well. You compete against her. Does that give you some added incentive that she's the number one for the U.S.?
I love Liz to death, and I'm her biggest fan, and I'm excited to see her, and I'm always thrilled to play against her. It's such great competition, and you know, obviously she's been around the block for years and, you know, really made a name for herself. So I'm always honored to share the field with her, and you know, whether it's competition or not, I love it, and I always learn from her whether we're playing against each other or I'm with her in training. So I'm just honored to be on the field there with her, and I'm excited to see her and give her a big old hug. I know she'll hate that. So I'm excited to see her, and yeah, I'm definitely honored to share the field with her.
Another big name, Tierna Davidson, as everybody knows as well, with the national team for Chicago. This is a game you can catch at 1 o'clock on AT&T Sportsnet. So if you want to watch Jane Campbell and the Houston Dash Saturday afternoon, it's 1 o'clock Central Time, AT&T Sportsnet. All right, you guys were so good on the road last year, and I know Sam Lady was talking about now taking the job as the head coach about, you know, how they you got to be dominant result-wise at home. Why was it last year you guys got better results on the road? It's always a strange question to ask, but, you know, what could it be?
Yeah, we had a lot of kind of experiments last year as to why it was on the road. And to be fair, I'm not quite sure. But it's fascinating. If you can win that much on the road and then you just win a few more times at home, I mean, we would have, you know, been top of the table the whole season. So I don't know. I think this year, you know, if we can be as dominant away and then we can figure out how to be dominant at home, getting shutouts or getting points here and there at home, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for this team. I think playing at home here in Houston, we know teams hate playing here because of how hot it is, especially in the summer months. And we train in the heat every day. So for us, it shouldn't be a problem. But, you know, going away, I think if we can really capitalize again like we did last year and steal points from people on away trips, it'll be so crucial for us, especially if it ever gets down to crunch time towards the end of the season and we really need to pick up points. Those away games and those away points will mean so much more.
Well, let's go steal a few in Chicago on Saturday. How about that? That sounds like a
yes,
plan.
Sir.
All right, Jane, thanks so much for coming on. Best of luck in the game. I want to remind everybody listening again, you can catch the Dash against Chicago Red Stars, international players scattered all over these teams. It's game number 2 for the Dash on the road at the Chicago Red Stars. You can catch it on AT&T Sportsnet, 1 o'clock Central Time. Jane, as always, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.